Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
When you see feral rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Feral rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium Wheat Production System, driven by Aggressor Herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
Well, some cash cattle trade did develop Wednesday afternoon with light to moderate trade in most areas, although there may be some cleanup trade today, especially in the north. It's likely the tone of the market is set and trade's done for the week. Both sides desire to get the needed cattle sold before the holiday break, which may mean limited bids here today. Cash cattle traded $109 to $112 in our part of the country, mostly at $109. Futures trades expected to remain sluggish, also following the wild pre-holiday shift sparked by aggressive moves in grain trade. Overall interest in the market is expected to remain limited, as many traders will likely remain out of the market following yesterday's Independence Day celebration. Well, limited market direction is expected today in the hogs, as market participation's likely to be sluggish through the end of the week. Quiet trades expected in most markets as traders look for increased longer-term direction, but at this point, most traders seem willing to let current market trends ride until early next week. Wheat contracts expected to follow corn and soybean price direction generally for the most part, although the Southern Plains continues to see open harvest weather, which should lead to hedge pressure. Paris milling wheat futures are lower this morning, which could set the early tone in the U.S., especially if elevators need to get caught up on hedge business over the holiday. No change to harvest reports, which say yields are strong or even record, with quality improving as progress moves north. A hard open for all grain markets this morning following yesterday's holiday, with corn prices expected to consolidate inside Wednesday's move during the shortened session. Wednesday's rally was impressive, with 12 to 17 cent gains for most contracts, and December corn climbed back over $4.40 after nearly filling the gap at 420 to 422 and a half. Soybeans turned in on an impressive reversal during Wednesday's session, slipping briefly before $9 before recovering above. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, at the close on Wednesday, August live cattle was up 135, 105.45. October up 95 cents at 106.30. August feeder cattle down 180, 136.57. September down 187 at 136.95. And July hogs down 17 cents, 73.55. Kansas City wheat, September up 11 and a quarter, 443 and three quarters. December was up 10 and a half, 465 and a half. Chicago wheat, September up 10 and three quarters at 514. December up 9 and three quarters at 525 and a quarter. September corn up 17 and three quarters at 436 and three quarters. December was up 15 and a quarter at 441 and a quarter penny. August soybeans up 10 cents, 889 and three quarters. September was up 10 and a quarter at 896 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.